So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A terrible story that stopped all movement
on
a large part of 90 Friday afternoon. And it's one of those things where you never really think this is a possibility.
Especially on a nice day.
Right? I mean, you get on a tour bus, you're relaxed, someone else is driving, big and roomy, not a care in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But in our area, the last couple of years, incidents like this have become more common than you would think. And it may put something like this on a list that all of us have in our heads.
Jesus.
I know.
More stuff.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So this morning, most people are probably aware of what happened Friday afternoon on the thruway outside of Pembroke. A tour bus crash that killed five people. Is it still five right now? I checked this morning. Several more of the 52 passengers were injured on top of that.
Yeah.
There were so many severe injuries that helicopters were on call taking people who needed medical attention to both Rochester and Buffalo to make sure they could all be treated the way they need to be treated. And the whole incident, like we said, shut down a major part of the thruway for hours. Yeah. Hours. So story is obviously horrible. And it's one that's unsettling for everyone because I think, Tommy, everyone's ridden a bus like
this. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those big tour buses.
Right.
You take a Greyhound. You go on a school trip. You've been on a sports team, right? You probably look forward to it.
Yeah.
Because you said something a second ago that's 100% right.
I always felt so safe because they're so goddamn big.
Right?
And it's like a tank. It's like a rolling tank.
Like, you literally don't have to worry about a thing.
Man, they're smooth or quiet.
Someone else is driving. There's a toilet in the back. Yeah. Maybe you get lucky. You get one with a TV.
You're sitting up high, looking around.
Oh, look. Well, I mean, you're excited sitting up high.
Oh, it's so cool. You see everything.
But you're right. Like, you're looking down at people's cars.
It's like I'm a man, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in a mini throne.
But here's the thing. In our area,
major
accidents with these buses are more common than you think. Over the weekend, the Democrat and Chronicle did a story documenting the worst of them.
Yeah.
November 2024, there was a bus that overturned on 490 in Chilai. 28 people were hurt. The bus then rotated 180 degrees.
God damn.
January of 2024, again, Interstate 87. A bus traveling from our area to Montreal overturned. One person died. 10 people were injured. September of 2023, bus rolled down a 50-foot ravine headed to Pennsylvania.
Oh, I remember this one. Okay, this was,
August of 2021, a bus from Niagara Falls went off the thruway west of Syracuse, rolled over, 57 people hurt. July 2011, bus blew a tire on 390, 35 people were hurt, two were killed. There was that one in Victor years ago, 2002, that it flipped getting off the Victor exit. 41 people hurt there, and there were more. These are just the ones that are the most, like, standout people were seriously hurt. Is anyone adding tour bus to the list of vehicles?
Sounds like I should.
Because
now I remember I've been on a bus twice. I was in a one where the bus ran over the back of a car.
What?
Yeah. Oh. And I told you about this. The kid was driving. This kid, he's like 25, 30 years old. He's in this gorgeous like Mercedes, and the bus was turning. It was in a city, and it rolled over the trunk and like crushed the trunk of this kid's car.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Then We got off the bus. The driver got off the bus. They brought another bus. The driver got back on the bus, and it was clearly his fault.
Oh.
And he was still driving us around. And then I was in another one with my wife, one of them touring buses, and the chick's on her phone. And all of a sudden, like, we start, like, wiggling around. We're like, holy Christ, man, we're flying. And, like, she's, like, hitting that speed bump, you know, that. It was, like, freaking us out.
Okay, when you say maybe we should, I want to be clear, right? Like, when it comes to transportation and stuff on the road, this is a safe way to travel. I am not suggesting that you
people take it a ton just to go to these casinos and stuff, too.
You nailed it, right? Yeah. But, like, when you start to see these things, right, we all have in our head a checklist of moving things we decide we don't want any part of. Certain aircrafts, certain types of cars, recreational vehicles that only have a limited amount of wheels.
But then you start really whittling down how you're going to do things. If you get that paranoid, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But counterpoint, you see these stories, you have these experiences, you start to get nervous. All right, Kimmy, is there an A number one vehicle? And I say vehicle, anything that moves you, that you refuse to get on. Under no circumstances am I getting in this moving thing.
Not really.
No, not at all.
Where I would think that something's going to happen, even if you give me all this information and statistics. I still, for whatever reason, feel safe when you get on it.
Okay.
And I've been on two buses that have sideswiped stuff.
Wait, you too?
Yeah. Look at that.
Like, it wasn't anything. It was a slow-moving sideswipe both times.
Slow-moving sideswipe sounds like the name of a dad cover band playing the penny.
But, yeah, one of them took off their mirror, and the other one was, like, had pulled into, like, a gas station. And actually, I watched it, I guess, from the other bus, because we were the bus behind that bus, and it, like, sideswiped a car as it was turning.
Now, you've ridden bitch on motorcycles.
Yep.
You've been in all kinds of boats. You've been up in the air in all kinds of aircraft. Is there a type of vehicle that you refuse to get into?
It's got
to
be motorcycle, number one.
So you won't get on a motorcycle?
Nah, I mean, at my age, no. My weight, I'd fly off.
Is it because all the guys that you know they ride, they're not as muscular as they used to be?
Yeah, they kind of let themselves go. They're gone.
Not enough pec to hold on to anymore?
But, like, I know, like, certain things, like, my wife won't do. And, like, any kind of, like, sky thing, like, we're going to, like, take a lift.
Oh.
Or a tram.
Okay.
Oh, she's out.
I didn't even think about those.
Yeah, because we were someplace in Canada where it was a tram to go up top to the next level, and it looked like, you know, you could see it going up, and it looks like they ain't much holding it. Nope, we're not doing that.
So you're talking like the chairlifts?
Yeah, chairlifts, anything like that, she's out.
All right, so I've never been on a chairlift in my life.
You ever did Bristol?
No, I'm not a skier, not a snowboarder.
Mm. All right.
Never done it. But, like, it's not just a bar, right? Like, there's more to keep you in there.
I mean, it's there, but it's pretty, you can see what's holding you up. Yeah, you look up. Oh, that's how that's hooked up there, huh?
Okay, all right.
You can see those bolts in there, and they're all rusty.
That's great. 252 WCMF talking about this accident on the thruway on Friday. Five people die in a bus accident. So according to early reports, the bus started going towards the median, overcorrected, and flipped.
Jesus Christ.
And there were a lot of people in the bus weren't wearing their seatbelts.
Yeah, usually you don't.
Yeah, which is also weird. Right? Because, look, I get it. You feel like you're in a tank. It is a little bit strange that's not a law.
Yeah. Do the kids have to do it on school buses? Because back in the day, you didn't.
I don't think
there
so.
I don't think there were seatbelts back in the day.
I don't think so.
They didn't make us when we were kids, but they may have changed that.
Yeah, I haven't heard my kids talk about having to wear their seatbelts.
Buckle up, buddy.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler. How are you, buddy?
Good. Good morning. I'm going to try to start this out break room style with a little teaser. Because of this story, hundreds and hundreds of young men were able to continue their lives unchanged.
Ooh.
So my dad was going down the 390. This is years ago. You were probably just a kid. And a bus full of football players crashed. And he stopped. And all the football players got out. But your mom was stuck on the bus. And my dad saved her.
I don't think that was a punchline you thought it was going to be there, Skyler.
Yeah, because just shut up. Have a good day.
You had time to think about that, Skyler. Come on.
No, but Kimmy, here's the thing.
We expect more.
Did a teaser and everything.
I know.
Here's the thing. Like, you know, you watch an NFL football game.
Yeah.
And like, their guy's like, I can play quarterback here.
Yeah.
Look, mom jokes sound easy.
Yeah.
But they're more complicated.
It takes years of dedicated effort.
Look, man.
Training.
We're iron.
Preparation.
Iron sharpens iron, son. All right, so going back to the story, right? So you don't have a vehicle you refuse to get on.
You know what? Now that you bring up motorcycle, I don't think I would. It's not that I'm afraid of it. I just don't feel like the need to be on a motorcycle.
So motorcycle,
it's not
you're
my
right
like
to.
Thing. It's not my thrill.
All right, so you're both motorcycle. I under no circumstance ever in my life will get on a helicopter. It will not happen.
I'm telling you, they're the coolest thing to fly.
No, it ain't gonna happen. Like, short of an emergency where I do not have a choice, knock on wood, I will never, ever step foot in a helicopter.
Yeah, I can't think of any kind of, like, I would want to do a blimp. That looks cool as crap.
Yeah, but I can't think of, like, a major incident that happened with one of those.
No, nothing. Nice.
Like, it's funny, like, if a blimp goes down, like, you're fully aware of what's happening for, like, 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's a nice slow descent to death.
Like, your voice is going to blow out before you die.
Now, my wife hates, like, smaller planes. Like, if we're traveling, you know, like, when you fly out of Rochester, you get those, like, little commuter planes?
Yeah.
She hates those things.
Those ones don't bother me, though, as much as, like, the teeny tiny little personal planes.
Oh, also, you know, that I will ever fly private or anything, but that will also never happen. Yeah. If that ever shows up as an option, I'm not doing it.
If you're a blimp guy, are you also hot air balloon guy?
Oh, I'm not going to those either. That's three things now.
Because it's kind of a similar idea.
That wicker basket kind of bothers me.
Wait, that's what bothers you?
It's like you're an Easter egg. You're just like up there looking around. Yeah. I guess if they made the basket look a little sturdy. Because I don't like heights, but I don't mind like controlled heights.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the illusion of controlled heights.
Like I can't like look at the edge, stand on the edge of something. I can't do it.
Okay. But if you're in a plane that's 5,000 feet, 10,000 feet.
Yeah, it doesn't. If I'm in a tall building, but I'm just in a building, it doesn't bother me. But if I go up to the glass and look down, I can't do it.
See, if I'm in one of those tall buildings, you know, they're built to sway every once in a
while. Yeah,
yeah. If I feel it go, I got to get out.
That would bother me.
I got to get out. And you know what I found out really bothered me, speaking of heights, last summer by accident? You know, Seabreeze has great water slides.
Yeah.
And, like, water slides that go up. So there was a couple on the side.
You're climbing up the stairs slowly.
And it's a beautiful view of, you know, the bay and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you up there?
So I went up with my kids, and I'm just talking to them, da-da-da, and I took a look, and I'm like, oh, I froze. And
anything open like that, I can't
down.
Do.
Well, I looked down, and I realized, like, the stairs are also open, and I
freak.
I couldn't move. Yeah. I couldn't know. I had to, like, inch by inch get up to the end. Like, all these kids are taking
this. With your kids.
Oh, it was so bad. I don't want to freak them out.
But it is amazing how your body goes completely paralyzed. Like, you're just normal. You see this thing, and now I can't move my body.
And you know what's weird? I always wonder when that kicks in, because I don't ever remember being afraid of any of that as a kid, and now, like, heights kind of bother me now.
So it comes with age, because that's what happened with me.
But why?
I feel like it just flips one day.
Yes.
It does. Like, I didn't realize it until I went in this thing, and I go, oh, my God, I can't do this.
But, you know, going back to, like, the natural human reaction of, like, you freeze, it doesn't make any sense, because it might be the stupidest thing from a survival standpoint you could do. Because let's say you end up in a situation where I am in a really high spot and I have to get out of here. There's my body trying to kill me?
It could be.
Is it trying to kill me? Because the safe thing to do is to get out of that situation as fast as possible, yet it's like,
I'm stuck.
252 to BCMF. We're talking about the bus accident on Friday on the thruway, how these things are actually more common than you think. And again, it's safe.
Yeah, right?
You start to see things in the news, and there are more situations. You both have multiple stories of being involved in bus accidents like this. There's a list we all keep in our heads. Transportation we will not participate in. Joe is on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Dusty, go Bills.
Go Bills.
Buddy, listen, if you want to get some experience about a blimp that goes down, take Tommy's mommy out for a cheap dinner and some red wine.
That's how you do it. Skyler, that's how you do it.
You will wake up with all the experience you need about a blimp that goes down, baby.
Okay, now you're overselling it. Now you're overselling it, Joe. All right, you did a good job up front.
No one to quit.
See, even when it's good, you could ruin it.
Also, did he say mommy? Did I catch that, or did he say mom?
I think he said mom.
Okay.
He might have said
I don't know
mommy.
Why. It creeped me out a little, but I thought he
Tommy's
said mommy.
Mommy.
Tommy's mommy.
How have we not been calling her Tommy's mommy this whole time? Also, I love the fact that she's pleasing a man. That doesn't bother you. But the fact that he called her mommy.
When I heard mommy, like, ooh.
Hey, if Tommy's mom's going to knob somebody, make her a mom, not a mommy. You know, it's also funny, going back to this story, where we feel comfortable versus where we'd feel uncomfortable, right? Because, for example, Tommy, would it be fair to say the more training someone has operating a vehicle, the more safe you would feel?
Yeah,
pro,
right?
Okay. That being said, it is pretty amazing that as a society, we are so cool with Ubers and cabs.
Yes. Tish, take me, stranger.
Yes.
And car I've never seen maintained.
Exactly. And look, I'm not knocking you ride sharing drivers out there. I get
But you are really putting your ass on the line.
But you never think about it.
No, you don't.
I have never gotten in the back of an Uber, a Lyft, a cab, and ever felt uncomfortable.
You don't look at the tires, see if they're bald.
Exactly.
Nothing.
But you know nothing about this person.
Yeah.
And I guess with
But they do give me a bottle of water. Very nice.
I mean, with the cabs back in the day, you could argue they had that medallion that cost
a
fortune.
Well, the cities keep them up.
Exactly.
Supposedly.
Right? But with like Uber and Lyft, and again, I'm not knocking you guys. Like, I have no idea who this person is.
Right.
Yet I'm just like, doo-doo-doo. This is fun. Take me where I want to go. Because even more weird, and you are like I am. You don't want anyone else driving you around that you know personally.
Right.
If your wife drives.
Yeah. No.
You're anxious.
I hate it.
I'm the same way. Yet.
Stranger, take me.
Come on in.
I'm yours.
All right, so Jeff writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He is sending me pictures of him hot air ballooning.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you a hot air balloon pilot?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think you're a pilot.
What else would you call him?
Yeah.
A balloonist? How do you get into that?
Ballooning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I come from a long line of ballooners.
That's not out of the question. The
family, yep. My grandpa came to this country in a balloon.
No,
they are called the Jules Verne.
Yeah,
but they all
a balloon pilot or balloonist.
Okay,
because
let's walk through the logic here.
Yeah,
the idea that this would be handed down generation to generation.
Yeah, ballooning.
Yeah, is not out of the question. Yeah. Right,
I mean, it's old school.
And if today I decided I would like to be a balloonist, I wouldn't have the first idea of where to get a balloon, where to train. Where I could keep my balloon, how to maintain the balloon. That's all valuable information you would have to learn.
Yeah. Sounds like it's probably a lot of startup cost.
That's what I mean.
With that wicker basket and then that flame-throwing thing just above your head. And I didn't even know what that fuel is that they use.
Again, I love how you point out that flame is scary. Meanwhile, you get on a jet that has four engines on it.
Full
that if
fuel.
It exploded. That's how bad it is. An explosion, not an explosion. It would take out the corner of the airport.
But here's the thing: you don't see it.
You do out the window. It's right there.
No, you don't see the fuel. It's all in the wings.
Okay,
right where you're sitting.
You were safe.
Thousands of gallons.
It seems like you have to enroll in a training program at a flight school.
Yeah, Top Gun school for ballooning.
No, she's talking about Balloon University.
Yeah.
Balloon University. How has nobody opened Balloon University? Gibby, can you Google how much it costs to buy a used hot air balloon?
Are you going to go used?
I'm not going new.
I'm going new if my ass is going up there.
Yeah, nobody, I don't know.
No, nobody
I think
buys.
I want a new one.
No one's first motorcycle is brand new. You buy a used motorcycle to start. This is the motorcycle of the skies. Right? What else?
Sky cycle. Were you Evel Knievel?
I mean, you could be if you wanted
to. That didn't end well.
Cool enough with the balloon.
All right. There's a range. Can cost anywhere from $6,000 to $20,000 or more.
Or a used balloon.
Depending on its size, age.
And how many patches are in the balloon.
And flight hours it's had.
Can I get a balloon? I wonder, you've seen those custom balloons? That have designs on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the only reason I'd want to do that if I had the
put
balls.
Put your face on it.
Well, yeah. Oh, how funny would that be? Tommy's big face. Ass balloon head.
You mean his head?
Hambone writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He said, just took the kids to Letchworth for a week. They offer balloon rides. I wanted to do it until I seen they charge $445
a
person.
Yeah, pass it on that.
Okay. All right. So what's the moral of the story here?
Okay. Don't fear anything.
No, well,
go live your life. You'll be fine.
Okay, that's a little over the top because fear exists to protect us.
Yeah, but sometimes you overplay it because, like you said, most of these transportations are very safe.
We haven't looked into balloons.
Balloon, maybe not so much.
Although you've never heard of a balloon accident, have you?
Oh yeah, they hit wires and stuff. And well,
but
yeah,
when's the last
time
the
danger?
We have
hitting something.
But we have a balloon festival here. Or at least we did.
Dansville.
Yeah.
I've never heard of an incident.
No, they had that big one in New Mexico. I think they lose a couple of guys a year, a couple of balloonists.
They just become Mexican. All right, let's take a break.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone thinks they have a decent relationship with their neighbors.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, until it hits the fan.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be something like angry or confrontational.
Yeah.
Like this story, for example. Mm. Because what this man is accused of, it cannot happen. It cannot happen in a neighborhood. Something has to be done. But the question becomes, is it a simple call to the police to get it taken care of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or does something like this require a more personal touch?
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A man in Wayne County is in trouble this morning.
What happened?
After a strange incident in his driveway.
In his driveway?
In his driveway. Authorities got a call earlier this month to this man's home around 5 p.m. And folks say the 49-year-old man was standing in his driveway, naked, exposing himself towards the road.
Wait, he was
in his own
free balling.
In his own driveway.
In his driveway.
So, Ben, facing a road.
Yes, it says exposing himself towards the road.
Country dong. It is an official country dong. Yeah. Wayne County dong.
Yeah, everything you're saying is 100% true.
All beef country dong. U.S. prime choice dongage.
So everything I just told you, do not listen to the man across from me, is all the information we have.
Okay.
We don't know if he was doing anything while he was naked. We don't know if there is some explanation as to why he may
it
have been
exposed.
Naked. Yes, if the allegations are true.
Just airing it out.
What we do, which you should, by the way. Not outside.
No, but it needs air.
Yeah, you got to air it out. So what we do know,
what's that?
At least according to the story, is that a neighbor passing by called 911.
Ooh, he got an eyeful.
To report the incident. The 49-year-old was arrested, charged with public lewdness and harassment. He has a court date coming up.
Mm.
All right, so just let's start off easy. We can all agree in the room that you can't just let a neighbor stand naked exposing themselves to the road.
No.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay, everyone's
okay. That would be alarming to see.
Now that we have that out of the way,
all right.
Let's say you're getting into your car.
Yeah.
And there is your neighbor and his penis.
Uh-huh.
And that is all you know about the situation.
Right.
He is just there and he is naked at the end of his driveway. Your first move, Tommy, is what?
I mean, I'm not doing anything. I'm just shocked and I'm pulling out and going.
Wait, but you just said that you can't let a neighbor stand there naked, and then you follow it up with, I'm not doing anything.
I'm not calling the cops.
Okay.
I'm not dealing with
so
it.
So you can let a neighbor stand there naked.
Yes. Yes. I am not dealing with it.
What about the first question did you not understand?
Now, there are some now, my wife's in the car.
Yeah.
Different situation.
Okay.
Like, let's say I just pull out, no wife around.
Yeah.
I see it. I'm not saying
you're
anything.
You're not going to tell your wife?
No.
There's no way.
Because she's
going to
narc.
You can't keep any secrets. You would want to do it just because of the gossip
no,
alone.
But she'll
if it's
narc.
A neighbor of yours, you are absolutely running home and telling your
I
wife
can.
This story.
She's going to call the cops.
I know she will, but I think you have to tell somebody.
Here's the thing.
Like, I don't think I could keep that.
I could tell you guys.
Okay. I still think you'd have to go home and talk
no,
about it.
No, because here's what will happen. What? Let's say I tell my wife. Yeah. First, she's already calling the cops.
Yeah.
When the cops come, she's going to stand there and make sure I tell the
yes.
police officer well, everything I saw.
You're the one that told her. And by the way, Kimmy's right. Your mouth is way
I
too
know.
Big. You,
yeah.
you would run back
you
in the house.
You can't keep that to yourself.
Look outside right now. Look outside right now. Plus, if your wife found out that you left the house and yeah. left her alone with a naked man across the street and didn't do anything, she'd be out of her mind, and rightfully so.
Okay, that doesn't make him anything but an exposed dude.
I agree with you, but we've had this argument on the show before, and you've yelled at me for saying that public nudity, when it's not lewd, should not be illegal.
I agree.
No, you don't, because you've yelled at me before.
No,
we,
no you
look
did
at
not
you.
Well, I mean,
stance.
It can't be like, you know, rubbing it.
That's stuff. What I said, and you go, no, European, whatever you want, cult status. It's amazing. When you get put in a point, you have to do something, your entire opinion changes.
Well, I'm weak.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
A nation turns its lonely eyes
yeah.
to you. You're leaving your house, you get in your car, mm-hmm. you look across the street, and there is your neighbor, and his penis is out.
Yeah.
What is your first move?
I probably calling the I guess it depends on the neighbor though too.
Okay.
Because if this is a neighbor that's pretty quiet, keeps to themselves, and they all of a sudden did something really out of the ordinary, I might think like maybe they tried running out to do something, thinking nobody because we get up at weird hours of the night, right, to
sure.
come to work.
Yeah.
So maybe I would think like maybe they thought nobody would be around, nobody would see them, like they weren't doing it. Intentionally.
But what if he's
but
just standing
But if it's like broad
there?
Daylight out in the middle of the street, I would worry about that person's well-being. I might have to call the cops.
Yeah, I guess it's like how it's happening. Like,
right,
like it's
right.
your point, like he's running out to grab the paper or something like that. But let's say he's standing there, hands on his hips,
yeah.
proudly displaying his penis
yeah.
to the world.
I mean, based on the allegations, that's the picture I have in
yeah.
my head here.
Like that is Superman image, you know?
Yeah.
Chest out, penis out.
See how super you are, buddy.
Look at this.
Okay, so Kimmy, you brought up something a second ago, right? Like you're worried about their well-being.
Yeah.
Okay. 911 call is the easiest thing to do, and it may be the right option.
Mm.
But there is another potential option. Going over and talking to
nope,
the guy.
I'm not doing that.
Why would
you
do
guys
that?
Can do that.
I get why you won't.
I ain't going over. I'm not walking up to some bare-ass penis to have a goddamn exposure conversation.
Again. Now, look, I'm not saying going over and talking to this man is the right move.
Yeah.
But I want you guys to take a
walk. So you would walk over to the guy.
Take a walk with me. Let's
while
walk.
Putting on lip gloss.
Let's talk this.
Mister.
Let's talk this out.
All right.
All right. Can we agree that anyone standing naked exposing themselves in the road probably is not in the best state of mind?
Right.
So agreed, yeah.
Why do I want to talk to him?
All right, look. You wouldn't want to gather a little information before this guy is potentially arrested with his name in the paper and the dominoes of his life potentially
I don't
start
even
to
know
fall.
How I would start that conversation. Let's say I'm the guy standing there, crank out,
yeah.
you come walking up, what are you going to say?
Hey, man, you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Look at that.
Okay.
Look how big it is. I'm feeling good.
No, don't get me wrong. It's impressive.
I'm naked.
It's very impressive.
So what if he says, I'm fine?
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm just standing here.
Why?
It's a beautiful day. Sun feels good on my body.
Okay.
Yeah, what if he's having a completely normal conversation just with no pants?
Well, yeah, like you said, you see the game last night,
okay,
huh?
But then something.
Finally, they pulled that out. That was a close one.
Is he doing lip gloss now, too?
Yeah.
Or am I doing a lip gloss?
He's putting on lip gloss also.
Okay, so now we're going to knob each other.
Never know how this is going to go.
In his driveway.
I don't know if this is a concern to you, but if you go over and have that conversation and then decide to call the cops, I think he's going to know who did it.
Right.
Understood, but...
Yeah, I would leave that dude alone. That's a wild animal at this point to me.
Okay, see, again, like it's amazing how you dehumanize people when you don't want to do something. And a second ago, you said you're not calling 911.
He's in the wrong.
Your argument is irrelevant because you're doing five different things in this conversation.
Well, I'm definitely not talking to him.
If you walk over for a check
yeah.
and something obviously is not right, the 911 call could sound different, right? My neighbor is exposing himself versus my neighbor maybe having some kind of medical issue. I think there is a big difference in a tone when you make a 911 call, and it gives more information to the authorities when they show up at the scene.
I don't think you're giving him any more information, because what kind of medical emergency would he be having exposed penis in the driveway? Unless he's just nuts.
Okay, I could say, look, I went in a conversation with the guy. He doesn't seem like he's all there right now. Right?
But that I can tell from across the street.
But not necessarily,
no. Prank.
Not necessarily. Because you said, you just gave me three different reasons why he could be naked. Ran out to get the paper. Sun in his dawn.
What if, does the age of that neighbor matter?
What do you mean?
Like, if it's a really elderly person.
It's an old shriveled up dong.
Like, you might think.
Elder dong. Silver dong.
Silver dong?
Silver dong. It ain't going to be here much longer, son.
Didn't rhyme.
Silver dong.
You ruined it.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't work.
I'm so old.
Song sucks. Boo.
Like, where you know they may just be a little confused here.
What if it's a young? What if it's a young man?
Well, let's.
What if it's a young firm dog?
Let's stay out of your fantasies.
Young
and
firm dog.
Shut up. Can we walk through Kimmy's scenario first?
Okay.
252 WCMF again. We're talking about a 49-year-old man out in Wayne County. He was arrested after police say he was standing in his driveway naked, exposing himself towards the road. We don't know why.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. We do know that a neighbor, according to police, called 911 to report him. He's been arrested, charged with public lewdness and harassment. He's got a court date coming up. So let's say it's an elderly man.
Yeah.
Right? 78 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's naked.
Yeah.
You'd feel comfortable calling the cops on him?
No. Poor old Kuda. I'm not going to do that to him.
But you're not going to talk to him.
No.
So you're just going to leave it alone.
I'm going to. Hopefully, he's going to go inside and it'd be the end of it.
No, but if he goes inside, it's not the end of it, because he's obviously having some kind of episode. So who knows what the hell happens when he goes back? You can't let him go back inside.
Let him go inside, because nothing happened.
What if he lives with nobody? What if he lives on his own?
Well, then he's really not bothering anybody.
No, he could hurt himself.
Let him hurt himself.
Oh, my God.
You're 78. You're not going to live forever.
You're not. How are you a human being?
I don't know.
How do you have no empathy for anybody?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I'm aware.
It's like a religion, right?
No, it's a
empathetics.
It's a deep fried dough pocket full of meats and cheese.
Oh, those things are delicious.
Oh, have you been down to Juana Maria's Empathy? So you're telling me there is not a neighbor you have that you are close enough where you would have the conversation with them naked before you made the 911 call?
No. Matter of fact, I guess let's say I'm walking my dog. And my next door neighbor is out and he's naked.
Okay.
I'm just going to straight keep my eyes forward, just keep walking my dog. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to engage that guy. What am I going to do?
You're such a coward.
Yes.
You are such a
coward. I'm an amazing coward. Like, I take coward to the next level.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We've listened and you've heard us three idiots kick this around. Let's talk to someone with some medical experience.
Okay.
John's on CMF. Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wait, is this Dr. John?
Good morning.
Hey.
What's going on today?
What do you got for us, man?
So there's a number of reasons that this could happen to somebody. Somebody with dementia, somebody with Alzheimer's disease of some sort, a diabetic who's low on their BG.
Okay.
All right.
You could have somebody with a urinary tract infection. Those often cause mental changes.
All right, so John, let me ask you then, with this information that you have dealing with this stuff before, if your neighbor did this, is it an immediate 911 call, or are you going to assess the situation before you make the call?
No, I'm going to check it out.
Okay, because you're a good human being.
Well, he's an expert. He knows what to ask the penis.
The man.
I've been doing it for a long time, so it's not like I've never seen this before.
What if he goes over there and he triggers his erroneous zone?
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Then you got that problem.
John, of the neighbors you have, what percentage are you talking to naked before you call 911?
How do you mean?
Well, look, we all have relationships with our neighbors.
That was a strange question.
All right, some closer than others. Like, if I have someone I really like and I see them in this situation, my first instinct, John, is to go and have a discussion with them. Like, are there neighbors you don't talk to? Are you more likely to leave them alone and call 911 if you don't talk to them?
There's only a couple that I probably wouldn't talk to.
Okay.
I work in the city, and, you know, you walk up to people's strangers' houses every day. You don't know what you're finding behind that door, so it's not really a big deal, to me at least, because, I don't know, I've had experience and exposure, no pun intended, to all of that kind of stuff. So it's not a big deal.
All right.
And, you know, you're going to have on something like that, if you call 911, the cops are coming anyway, even if it's a mental issue. to ensure safety. And if you do call police or 911, a lot of times the police are going to be there before we get there, and they're not going to allow us into the scene until it's safe.
So there you go. The more information you have, the better.
Gonna zip tie that penis.
John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. No, he didn't.
We're not going to get anywhere.
All right. This person asked me not to use their name.
Okay.
They read us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Says, I've seen my neighbor's dong about 15 to 20 times in the 4 years I've lived at my house. Whenever he goes outside to get a package on his front step, he's always naked. We live on a kid-packed street where kids constantly ride bikes and walk by, and I've never called the cops on him.
So he just runs outside, grabs a package, and goes in?
Yeah, I guess.
Even if he just opens his door, he could still see.
Are you calling the cops on that guy?
Kids on the street? Yeah. I don't want my daughter seeing this dude's dong. I mean,
look, let's say it's brief. Boom, boom. He goes in.
Yeah, I got a problem with that. Like, again, like, there are situations where it'll happen. No, but like, someone's going to the bathroom, you don't think anyone's around. Fine, right. I get it. It's a mistake. To intentionally go outside with your dong swinging multiple times.
But, like, quick, 2 seconds.
Again, you'd be fine with your wife seeing that.
I would. She would not.
Oh, wow, because she has the ability to tell you what is wrong.
Because
she
gets to see King Dong over here, so I'm fine with that.
Fine, there's another guy coming over to the house? Thank you.
Pat.
Brutal. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, my favorite Ribs Arkansas song is Sun on My Dong.
Sun on my dong.
He's done already.
Yep.
This penis has got its own song. It's kind of tan, and it's hung on this big old man, country man.
I mean, doesn't
Reballing.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Doesn't every neighborhood have that person or
the wild
two.
Card.
Well, no, that everyone else kind of looks out.
Oh.
Oh, like keep an eye on?
Yes. Like maybe they're elderly. Oh, maybe, okay. You know, they've had a heart attack. Or
that's
stroke,
my whole neighborhood.
Right? Okay, but that's just it. Yeah. Like, I kind of think that there are a handful of neighbors in every neighborhood. You give those people more grace, and the last thing you want to do.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin their life.
No, yes, is to call 911. Therefore, you have to go have that conversation. And, like, let's not forget how intertwined our lives can be with the people who live around us. Friends with your spouse. Your kids could play together, or they could have, you know, whatever.
Connecting penises.
Yes. They could have spent time in your backyard, yeah, in your home. And remember, something like this, just because you call 911 doesn't mean the guy doesn't live there anymore.
I know, but then the cops there, people talk, and you draw more attention to the old coot. You know what I mean? It's like, you know.
You think that multiple cop cars will be less attention than me having a conversation?
I just think just let them be.
Okay.
What if it's a woman? Like, what do you do about that?
Does that bother you?
Would you go up to, let's say there was a woman out there?
Yeah, I'd be more worried about it.
Yeah, you can't go near that woman.
I'm not going to go near her. I can have a conversation 15 feet away.
No, I'm not even talking to a naked woman.
You're not alarmed?
I'm alarmed, but I'm not engaging that at all.
I love how, but you say that like you were going to engage the naked guy.
I ain't going up to that guy either.
That's my point. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Definitely not bothering a woman. Maybe she's just airing it out. It's got to get air too. It's got to breathe. Got a mouth, don't it?
All right, let me ask this question.
What?
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up.
What are you doing?
He's doing a vagina airing out.
Oh.
If anyone else needs Tommy's jokes explained, just ask me.
I thought it was self-explanatory.
I didn't know we were still on that.
I feel like that thing at the movies that explains to blind people what is happening on the screen. Tommy is now airing out a vagina. Kimmy, let's say there was some kind of episode with a neighbor.
Okay.
Person had a breakdown. You saw them. Yeah. They got naked, right? Everything gets taken care of. They now want to apologize in person.
Oh, to the neighborhood?
To you. They want to come. You're
the one
that
saw. Your door?
You were the one that saw. They knocked on your door.
Yeah.
Do you answer that door?
I'm afraid they're not.
How's he knocking on the door?
Tommy is now making a
I'd be afraid they're pissed, and that's why they're knocking on the door. Like, I wouldn't mind having a conversation if they were going to apologize, but not knowing why they're at my door, I might not answer if nobody else is home.
What if they're bearing gifts? They're so sorry, and they made you a batch of chocolate chip cookies. Delicious, warm, out of the oven, into Tupperware, plate, whatever. Chocolate chip cookies. A peace offering.
Okay.
So sorry. Yes. My God, I didn't mean to disturb you, but I just wanted to say sorry and enjoy these cookies that I have made with my hands.
Okay. What about it?
Are you going to eat those cookies?
No, I'm not eating
them. Why?
Well, because.
He's apologized. He's always good.
I'm happy to take
enjoy
the apology.
Enjoy my batch. My fresh batch of cookie dough.
I think it's fair to be cautious after someone to have an episode not eat something they made. Yeah. I think that's a fair statement, but I can accept an apology. We've all had bad days.
Some
of us between 6 and 10, Monday through Friday, every day for 33 years.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just don't know how to quit you. Actually, where this guy's from, he could say that and it would sound exactly like that.
Oh.
But here's the thing, man. As excited as Bills fans are to have this guy back, because he is a huge fan favorite.
Oh.
What this signing signals may not be a good thing.
Trouble ahead?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So final cuts for all NFL teams are tomorrow. The Bills made their first round of cuts yesterday. No one you've probably ever heard of, not to sound disrespectful, mm-hmm. guys that lost their jobs, but the real questions will be answered today and tomorrow. But one more question was tossed into that pile of questions.
Pile of questions?
With a signing yesterday.
Who'd we get?
It's not Gabe Davis, Bills wide receiver. He visited, apparently, but no contract yet.
Yeah.
We are still waiting to find out what's going on with Tre'Davious White's knee, another guy that came back after mm-hmm. being here before. The Buffalo Bills, for the fourth time since 2018, are signing defensive tackle Jordan Phillips.
Oh, I remember his name.
He's the best.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. And, like, I don't – when I say the Bills have signed him for the fourth time since 2018, I don't mean, like, there's a contract extension in there. I mean, he left the team, went somewhere else, came back, and then re-signed with the Bills. This will be for the fourth time.
Goddamn.
And for those who may not be familiar with Jordan Phillips, he's that dude that wore that big-ass parka under his shoulder pads during practice and at pregame last season.
So is he any good?
Good enough to keep getting a job.
Yeah. But if he's, like, you know –
he does his role in this defense well.
All right.
And he's
not a star.
No. He's a glue guy. You know what I mean?
A glue or good?
Glue. Glue guy. He holds everything together.
Oh, all right.
He's
okay.
The kind of guy that
you... Oh, much like glue does.
He's the kind of guy who you would want teaching younger defensive tackles how to do his job.
Okay.
He's the kind of guy that can give you 10 to 15 decent snaps in an NFL football.
So he's a good sturdy player.
Yeah, but I mean, he's also a kind of guy where if he's dressing and getting legitimate time for you every game at this point, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So, Kimmy, what's weird about this is before this signing of Jordan Phillips, the Bills already had maybe one too many defensive tackles.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a position you needed more guys to fill.
So does that mean there's a trade coming?
I don't know. And that's also not a good sign, right?
This is
that
great.
That means you're desperate somewhere.
I thought this was going to be the year.
Wait, this morning I told you I had concerns, and you said there were no concerns.
Well, now you're telling me this guy shows up.
Well, you didn't know anything about this until now, and now you're going to just freak out? I mean,
yeah.
It's not the sky is falling.
It doesn't sound good.
Secondary's looking a little thin.
I'm way more concerned about Tre'Davious White's knee than I am Jordan Phillips re-signing with the Bills.
All right. Big game coming up here, just saying.
That's what I said this morning, and you said it wasn't.
Big game.
Why do I argue with you about this?
I don't know.
Shut up, you idiot. You're so dumb. So, like, I don't know what's more interesting here. The fact that the Bills keep reaching back out to Jordan Phillips and bring him back in. Or, Kimmy, the fact that he keeps coming back after they tell him, hey, thanks, but no thanks, we don't need you anymore.
It's kind of just seems like their relationship at this point.
Which I guess, you know, when there's...
going to let you go again. Go see what you could do.
Well, he knows.
We'll give you a call later.
I mean, he knows the lay of the land, right?
Definitely does. And I get when any NFL team calls you and offers, I mean, even if he signs NFL minimum, he's over $1 million. So you're going to take that call and get to keep playing in the league.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Like, when you look at it from a relationship point of view, if you knew anyone in your life who split up with somebody.
It's my sister.
And got back together with them. No, four times, though.
Yeah.
Not even your sister did four times.
That's true. She did twice.
But, like, the Bills and Jordan Phillips have this on-again, off-again, four-time relationship.
Yeah, it's like a southern relationship.
Yes. By the way, he's not even being signed to the practice squad. Reports are, when it's announced this week, he will be signed to the actual roster.
So he's a starter.
Well, No. Oh, my God.
No.
Opening night.
No.
Out of the tunnel. Leading the charge.
No, it just means he'll dress for the games.
No, it doesn't even mean that.
Oh.
There are a couple of guys that can be on the roster and not dress.
Well, I figured he would.
I don't know.
He wouldn't bring him back if he didn't. Right?
Well, I don't know.
He probably kept all the uniforms.
You don't take no. He's wearing a different number. That's how many times he's been back.
Wait, he gave a different number every time?
Well, he's had 97 up until now. He's wearing 52, which is going to look weird on a big, fat defensive tackle.
Big old 52.
Look, everyone knows. 52, that's an offensive lineman number or a linebacker number. If you are a defensive tackle, you have to be in the 70s or the 90s. That's just the rule.
Yeah, everybody knows, duh.
Yeah.
Name me a defensive tackle that was good.
I have no idea.
There you go. There you go. Every great defensive tackle, 90s or 70s. Never a good 52. 50s defensive tackle. It just doesn't happen.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Bills will be signing this week, according to several reports. Defensive tackle Jordan Phillips, this will be the fourth time since 2018 he signs a contract with the Bills. Three other times he has left and come back.
I just can't quit you.
It really is. And he's a Southern guy, too.
I don't know. All those guys Southern?
Well, like, no, he's like really Southern. It is. Cowboy hat Southern.
It is funny because if you think of like any other job you could have, like if they told you, see you later, if you can do better elsewhere, go do it, you would think, I'm done with that place. That place sucks. He's never, like, as far as I know, said anything bad about Buffalo. If anything, I thought he said, like, after the season, like, he was either going to, like, he wants to retire in Buffalo, said something along those lines.
So Gage reminded us, he's actually got the quote here.
Yeah.
When they were interviewing him at the end of the season, he said he wasn't retiring, but he would only come back if the Bills called.
Oh, okay. So he really loves Buffalo.
Yeah. And look, I think that
he'll be on HBO this week.
Yeah, because it'll be right before the he might not be in before the final cut.
I don't know if he made the cut.
Damn it.
But so here's the thing.
What?
Like, as weird as it is that they're signing him and what this means for the defensive tackles and the defense and everything, I mean, again, it is a sign that this front office really makes players want to come here and want to play here.
Sure.
Because just on the roster now, I mean, you have Tre'Davious White, who's back for a second shot. Gabe Davis, former receiver, was in the building this week having an interview. John Brown, former receiver, came back and did it. Cole Beasley, former receiver, came back and did it. Dane Jackson, who make it cut, he's a guy that was gone, came back and did it again. Jordan Phillips, Shaq Lawson, I can keep going. Everybody loves to come back.
All right.
Seems like a lot of, I mean, majority – defensive players. Is it something about like this scheme? It just makes it easier on them or something.
Well, I mean, Kimmy,
because they kind of go to these other places and disappear and don't really have much, you know, they don't really have many highlights, and then they come back here and must just be a good system that they feel like they fit into.
So to your point, Shaq Lawson went and got a big contract from the Dolphins. He was back in Buffalo in 2 years. Jordan Phillips got 3 years, $30 million from the Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken. He was back within a year and a half. So maybe it is, Kimmy. Maybe it's like, I know my job here. Yeah. I'm good in this system. I want to come play.
Have more confidence here or something.
All right. Well, welcome back, Jordan Phillips, in your number 52, which will look weird on you, but that's okay.
I'm going to look for him on HBO now.
He's not going to be.
No, they got two more episodes.
Probably be next week.
Yeah.
And it's week. Even if he makes it on the episode. He could not. He won't be in Buffalo until like the middle of the week.
Oh. Sucks.
Okay.
I'm done.
Let's take a break.
Season's over.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.